Good afternoon. It is April 23rd, 2023, and it's 1641, now 1642 hours, Eastern Daylight Time. Ward Green with you. The first thing I'd like to share with you today, little children, is a song called Good Lord Willin', or Lord Willin', I think it's called, but certainly has the lyrics Good Lord Willin' in it. Lord Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise by Jerry Reed. When was it written? I'm trying to think when that was, or seeing if I know. It was written by Jerry Reed, but it's been performed by Johnny Cash. And I believe Hank Williams was the originator of the phrase, Good Lord Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise. Jerry Reed, let me check that out. See, when was it written? Oh, I know. Yeah. I just want to get the date. Of the song, if we can. Yeah, there it is. 1955. There we are. Let's see if we can do this. Here we go.
If the good Lord willing and the creek stays down, I'll be in your arms. Time the moon comes around, pour taste to the love that's shining in your eyes. If the rooster crows at the cracking of the dawn, I'll be there just as sure as you're born. If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll milk the cow, chop all of my logs, feed the mule, chop up all my hogs, get all of my working done. Cause tonight we're gonna have a lot of fun. Just as sure as a rabbit or jumping in the holler, I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. Knocking at your door with a hug and a kiss for the one I idolize. I'll wear my suit, my Sunday vest, I'll be there looking my best if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. I'll comb my hair down, brush my teeth, shine up, slick up, dress up neat, get everything looking just right. All the wanna look pretty when I see it tonight. Just as sure as ever was a preacher man, I'll be there with a ring for your hand if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. I'll comb my hair down, brush my teeth, shine up, slick up, dress up neat, get everything looking just right. Cause I wanna look pretty when I see it at night. Just as sure as a rabbit or jumping in the holler, I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
That is a classic. And I've heard bluegrass bands play that song. That's not a bluegrass version of it, but bluegrass is a much more intensive type of music with a lot more happening, a lot more things going on in bluegrass. And this song seems to be very amenable to that format. Okay, the other thing today, before we start too, I'd like to talk about this particular watch that I was mentioning. I'm still wearing it today. I call our new friend here, Gully, made by the Seagull Company. But the Chinese company, which later was named the Seagull Company because it was a more friendly international name, being in English, the word seagull, the bird, the seagull, it's named after that. But this company that was later named Seagull, at some point originated in China. It's famous for the 1963 version of the Seagull watch. So it originated before 1963. But they obtained their watchmaking capability from the Venus Company, which was established in 1923, if you read this, in Moutier, Bern, Canton, Switzerland. Although some sources suggest the name had been used on watches produced in Le Chaux-de-Fonds as early as 1902 by Paul Arthur Schwartz and Olga Etienne Schwartz, it was quickly absorbed by Ebauche SA in 1928 and produced its first chronograph movement, caliber 103, in 1933. Venus movements are marked with a five-pointed star. On Amazon today, you can buy this watch, which is the Seagull 1963 by Sugess Australia. And it's got the ST1901 movement. My Gully has the 1902 movement with the additional 12-hour dial at the 6 o'clock position. But the watch is known for the five-point star. The brand is known for this five-point star. But that's because of the Venus. The Venus movements were marked with a five-point star, which is interesting because that's the Swiss original brand. Now, it was a Swiss brand. So when China bought the rights to make this this caliber, when the Chinese company bought these rights, the rumor is that they also bought the equipment needed to make the watches and that they brought the equipment from Switzerland to China. But whatever it was, they certainly, it's a copy. It's certainly a replica of the Venus movement. So it's essentially a Swiss watch in many ways. So that's why the quality of this is so superlative. Despite the fact that it has a 12-hour dial that is not connected with the chronograph and seems to have very small functionality. For our study today in the Wild Road article, we have part 1, chapter 7, paragraph 7. The publication of these Sinaitic inscriptions, or SI, could not have been readily enabled before invention of the printing press permitted. As early as 1452 of the Common Era, print by movable type. The printing press was invented in 1452. Interesting, because that's the mirror date exactly to Israel crossing the Jordan in 1452 BCE, led by Joshua, and entering the Promised Land in that same year on the other side of the mirror, which is the turn, the mirror being the turn of the Common Era. It was not until 1706, however, that mention was made by a certain book editor of their prior documentation, that is, the Sinaitic inscriptions, in a hitherto unpublished work of Egyptian monk Cosmas Indicoplistes, who noted them in the 6th century CE while traveling in the company of Jews who read them. This Cosmas asserted that the Jews traveling with him understood the inscriptions as from the Exodus. Accordingly, he mentioned their great age at the time, as evidenced by the fact that many of the rocks having been inscribed previously were broken off by waterfall or the action of water in winter and lay upside down. Independent witnesses thus fairly establish their age. The later translation of them by Mr. Forster leaves no doubt of Israel's marks made during the Exodus. While the proof of the SI, or Sinaitic inscriptions, as Israel's own, made with great difficulty in often inaccessible places, is acceptable to believers without further testimony, the content of their message may yet build up or edify us, and may possibly disqualify itself, wherever unfitting. They need for this reason the duration of the chapter. So we're going to be talking about these as our study progresses. In the book of Proverbs today, little children, we have Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. Anyone shunning discipline is rejecting his own soul, but the one listening to reproof is acquiring heart. And from the book of Exodus. Genesis, we did complete Genesis, of course. Exodus chapter 5. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in after they saw the elder men of Israel and they saw the Israelites in Egypt. They went in and proceeded to say to Pharaoh, "This is what Jehovah the God of Israel has said. Send my people away that they may celebrate a festival to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah that I should obey his voice to send Israel away? I do not know Jehovah at all. And what is more, I'm not going to send Israel away." However, they went on to say, "The God of the Hebrews has come in touch with us. We want to go, please, a journey of 3 days into the wilderness and sacrifice to Jehovah our God. Otherwise, he may strike at us with pestilence or with sword." At this, the king of Egypt said to them, "Why is it, Moses and Aaron, that you caused the people to leave off from their works? Go bearing your burdens." And Pharaoh continued, "Look, the people of the land are now many, and you indeed make them desist from their bearing of burdens." Immediately on that day, Pharaoh commanded those who drove the people to work and their officers, saying, "You must not gather straw to give to the people to make bricks as formerly. Let them themselves go and gather straw for themselves." Moreover, the required amount of bricks that they were making formerly, you will further impose upon them. You must not make any reduction for them, because they are relaxing. That is why they are crying out, saying, "We want to go, we want to sacrifice to our God." Let the service be heavy upon the men, and let them work at it, and let them not pay attention to false words. So those who drove the people to work and their officers went out and said to the people, "Here is what Pharaoh has said. I am giving you no more straw. You yourselves go, get straw for yourselves wherever you may find it, because there is to be no reducing of your services one bit." Consequently, the people scattered about over all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. And those who drove them to work kept urging them, saying, "Finish your works, each one his work day for day, just as when straw was available." Later on, the officers of the sons of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten. These saying, "Why is it you did not finish your prescribed task in making bricks as formerly, both yesterday and today?" Consequently, the officers of the sons of Israel went in and began to cry out to Pharaoh, saying, "Why do you deal this way with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants, and yet they are saying to us, 'Make bricks.' And here your servants are beaten, whereas your own people are at fault." But he said, "You are relaxing, you are relaxing. That's why you are saying, 'We want to go, we want to sacrifice to Jehovah.' And now go, serve. Though no straw will be given to you, yet you are to give the fixed amount of bricks." Then the officers of the sons of Israel saw themselves in an evil plight at the saying, "You must not deduct from your bricks one bit of anyone's daily rate." After that, they encountered Moses and Aaron, who were standing there to meet them as they came out from Pharaoh. At once they said to them, "May Jehovah look upon you and judge, since you have made us smell offensive before Pharaoh and before his servants, so as to put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses turned to Jehovah and said, "Jehovah, why have you caused evil to this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For from the time that I went in before Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have by no means delivered your people." That's the end of Exodus chapter 5. And it's the end of our study for today, little children. I love you. I love you. I love you very much. This is April 23rd, 2023. It's 16:15. 56 hours Eastern Daylight Time. May God bless all of us, and may He deliver us through the wonderful provision of the ransom sacrifice of Jesus, His Son, His anointed Savior, whom He sent to earth, and who endured much contrary talk by sinners. For me, this is Liv Dusty and Gully saying bye for now.